Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's. It looks like, once again, the northwest half of the state was left out of the rain, but did you guys get some pretty good rains there?
Yeah, Casey, it was south and east of Apache. You had to go south of Elgin and then run down 44 and go east. Temple, Walters, Ryan, Warika, that way got rain. And then, of course, went all the way down to Red River, all the way to, you know, Pushmataha and Choctaw County down and through there got rain. But it's spotty. North, I've got customers live there at Carnegie, and he's got a set of pens north of town, which is only 5 miles apart, got zero. And then south of town, he got like a quarter of an inch. But and then you go west and there's no rain. I didn't talk to anybody who got any rain. So it's, you know, if you're south and east part of the state, you're getting some rain. But everybody I talked to in western Oklahoma, northwestern Oklahoma, I mean, it's no rain at all. No wheat pasture, no nothing.
Well, I know the rain is always beneficial, but I'm sure it makes it a little bit sloppy at the auction house, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was nasty yesterday and last week. But, in general, the market, Casey, the demand for cattle weighing 600 down is tremendous. I mean, somebody's got to have some grass or wheat prospects because they're buying these light cattle. Awful good demand on them everywhere we go. So somebody, and I'm Northeast Oklahoma, and I'm assuming Flint Hills have got adequate moisture to have at least part of their cattle stocking rate. Of course, we're still 15th of April before they'll start turning out up there, but that's where a lot of these kids are going. Of course, a lot of them are being bought up and put on in grow yards because everybody's in anticipation not anticipation. We're going to have less cattle available from here on out the rest of the year.
You feel like prices are pretty good all across the different weights, or are some doing better than others?
No, it's good everywhere. I mean, the whole thing's good. I mean, we've got our video sale. We sell on Wednesdays, and it's strictly load lots, but we sell some immediate delivery 7 weight cattle, bring in the $1.95 area. We sold some 775 weight cattle, bring in the $1.86 area. That's an awful good market. We sold some cattle a week ago for June delivery. It bring $1.99.75. So there's people out there going to build inventory. We just got to, the biggest thing we got to look at in our business is we've got to keep moving the product. I don't know what the level of, the consumer will quit paying for. I mean, right now he's still buying beef. We're still selling hamburger meat. That's the long and short of it. Cow numbers are down. I think I seen a deal on cow slaughter numbers for I believe it was this week or last week. We were down 3,000 head from the week before, but down right at 14,000 from a year ago today. Cow numbers are going to come to a halt. They're going to have, we're going to have to find, they'll start using different cuts of the carcass coming out of the feed yard for hamburger meat. I mean, McDonald's, Whataburger, those people are going to sell hamburgers. We got to have ground beef. And normally it comes from cows, and our cow number kills way down.
What about the quality? Is the quality still pretty good so far?
Market's still good. I mean, the quality of the cattle's still good. I mean, we're moving cattle out of the south right now. So we're seeing more, crossbred cattle that'll be, won't be like our straight English cattle, but that's typical this time of year. I mean, that's the norm. I mean, you gotta go north of Kansas to stay in the, straight British breeds or English breed this year round. Cause I mean, but in our area, we're going to always have crossbred cattle. I mean, you go south of the Red River and heat resistance, everybody's going to have a little crossbred in them. And when I say crossbred does got some Bramer cross in them to withstand the heat and the insects and the parasites. So, but the overall general quality of the cattle's still been good.
What are you looking for next week? Pretty much the same?
No, I mean, I think the runs will be lighter in Oklahoma City. I mean, we didn't have a big run this week, just shy of 6,000, but I don't see us having, I mean, that would be it. I think weather's going to get us because most of our cattle moving right now are coming out of the south. And they've got tremendous rains, down through that country in Arkansas. It's where a lot of our Oklahoma City's cattle are coming from right now. And then we're in between the people that's grazing out's going to carry these cattle another 45 days. So that number will slack off. Now, we are starting to see some lighter calves and a percentage of the cattle moving are new crop. So, I mean, people like the market. They're bringing some of these, they're still bringing a lot of dollars ahead. And then a lot of them are just lightening up to make sure that this cow can, get back in shape and because these will be fall calving cows, get back in shape and heal up. We still are not in grass season yet. We still don't have, I mean, we got better grass prospects than we had 90 days ago, but we still got to keep getting this rain. And I talked to a guy yesterday. He said, Bobby, I've got good rain, but he said, I got to have my ponds. I got to have runoff now. I need some big rains to fill my ponds up. And that's general consensus pretty much everywhere. If you're staying west of I-35.
Well, how do folks get in touch with you if they've got questions for Stockman's?
1-800-926-9696. Give us a call anytime. We sell Monday, Tuesday, Oklahoma City. Wednesdays are video, and Thursdays Apache.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Casey.